The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I am your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Iris Bunshaft. Hello, Iris.
Hi, glad to be with you again.
2 days in a row. I was with Iris yesterday, too, at another program.
Having us targeted?
Yes, exactly. Our first guest this morning is Ann Margaret Carroza. And many of our listeners know Ann and have been to different seminars throughout the town of North Hempstead. Ann is an elder law attorney and comes so highly recommended by so many people in the profession and people who she has helped out in so many ways. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you for coming. Iris, you're going to start the questions for Ann?
I am. We're going to be speaking about senior scams today.
Okay, which is a very important topic.
Yes, it is. And Ann Margaret. Why are seniors the targeted ones?
Well, who was the bank robber when asked why he robbed banks? That's where they keep the money. Seniors are more likely to have some savings, so they are much more likely to be targeted by criminal scammers, as well as people within the senior's family. They're going to be targeted because they're perceived to have some savings.
Right, that's true. Mm-hmm. And also, many times, seniors, they're home. Younger people are active. They're out and about. It's even hard to get in touch with younger people. A senior is home in the house a lot of times. So when you do call, they're there waiting for a phone call to say hello.
Absolutely. And it's not a matter of intelligence. We can have the most brilliant people in the world who are targeted effectively by these scammers. And, they're brilliant scammers. They're also very evil. And they tend to target folks who have had a recent loss. I believe they look in the obituaries and they target the surviving widow or widower in the community.
The delicate time of the actual person they're targeting.
Absolutely. I had one instance. I was a New York State Assemblywoman by way of background, and I had a constituent who was a recent widower, and he was targeted by a quote-unquote home contractor who came to the door and offered for $25 to go up onto the roof and spread an acrylic polymer seal that was going to make the rain just bounce off of the roof and improve the longevity of the roof material by 7 years. So he thought, $25, what do I have to lose? Go ahead. So the guy takes a ladder, goes up on the roof, comes back down, and says, boy, do you have problems up there. Problems? What problems? The roof was maybe 7 years old. It was relatively new. He didn't think he had any problems. The guy said, well, here's my card. So the next time it rained, Iris, what do you think happened?
He dug a little hole up there on the roof.
He had problems. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, the elderly gentleman was able to find this guy's card. He called him up. The guy came back. He went up on the roof and said, wow, this is going to be a five-figure job. And the homeowner said, well, this is going to be a short conversation because I don't have any money. I have the house, and I get a Social Security check every month. And the guy said, don't worry, I can arrange for financing. So he pulled out some papers. The guy signed everything. He went up, and whether he did any work or not is a matter of question. Mm. But the senior couldn't make the payments. So what this scammer did was he had him sign a mortgage over on the house.
Wow, that's a good one.
He couldn't make the payments, and the payments were designed so that he wouldn't be able to make them. And he had two children, and why didn't he tell his children when he realized what happened?
He was embarrassed.
He was embarrassed. He realized what happened, and fortunately, a neighbor became involved. So this story has a good ending, because the neighbor contacted District Attorney Richard Brown, who became involved, And the scammer ended up going to jail, and the homeowner didn't lose his house. But that's an example of the guy was not dumb. He just got into something and had second thoughts too late.
He was a very fortunate guy in the end, because it doesn't always turn out so well.
Exactly. Now, I had one that didn't turn out as well. This was a client of mine, and I became very close with him. He didn't have any family, and he actually named me as his executor. He passed away, and I'm going through his bills and his paperwork, and there was this recurring bill every month for $200 that I couldn't really figure out. It wasn't a utility bill, a credit card bill. So I went back. He was a pack rat, and I went back through years and years of documents. 5 years before he died, he got a letter. "Dear Mr. Smith, you sing in the All Saints Episcopal Choir. You might not have realized that the songs you sing are subject to federal copyright protection. In order to avoid prosecution, you can pay our company $200 a month to be able to continue to sing the songs in the church choir." So I was so angry and contacted the district attorney, and they couldn't track this guy down. But it's amazing.
Yes, it is. And very foolish, too, because this man could have gone to the other singers and said, "Well, have you received this?"
I hope they didn't, but maybe they were all paying. I don't know.
The problem is, after the fact, Iris, everybody turns around and says, "That was silly. Yeah, I would never have been caught." Yeah. It's $3 billion a year gets taken from seniors.
Right?
So, yeah, $3 billion, according to Eric Schneiderman. So, therefore, there's enough silly people out there that will give that $100, $200, $500. It happens all the time. And jumping in here, 311. So the town of North Hempstead, when you have a question like the roofer, you call 311. There's different organizations within the town that they will direct you to. They're not going to do your roof. But they will turn around and say, "Call these three people. I have a social worker that would walk you through it." So, it's just great to slow you down. Most of these scams go on speed.
Yeah.
You know, as soon as it rains, the guy's there, you go. And what you're saying, you don't want to tell your family because you're afraid of losing your independence. You know, somebody starts yelling, "Ma, that house is too big for you. It's time to sell it. Move down here to Florida, Virginia, wherever the kid." 25% of the calls, I believe that's the number, come from adult children in 311 about their parents. You know, what can you do?
But it isn't always seniors involved.
No, of course not.
Anyone can be a victim.
Of course, absolutely.
Absolutely. Now, I had an attorney in my office, a young woman, who was looking to sell her wedding dress. The wedding didn't work out the way that she wanted, and she had this.
So that's black mark number one.
She had this very expensive dress, and she put it on eBay, and she got a buyer for the dress, and he was supposed to send her the check, and then she was going to send the dress. So she had the dress all wrapped up, ready to go. But she's not stupid. She's an attorney. Of course, she's going to wait until she gets payment. So she sold the dress for $1,500. She gets a check from this guy for $1,700. He called and he said, "Well, the overage, can you send me a check for the $200?" So again, she's not stupid. She said, "I'll send you the check as soon as your check clears." So she deposited the check for $1,700 in her bank. 2 days later, she called the bank. "Are the monies available?" They said the monies are available. Then she sent the $200 to the scam artist. Mm-hmm. And a few days after that, she got a notice that his $1,700 check bounced. Well, she called the bank irate, because she said that you, the bank, told me that the check had cleared. And they said, "We didn't tell you that the check cleared. We told you it was available as a courtesy to you. We were making it available against your other funds." As it turned out, the check bounced. So she was out the $200.
And the gown.
She didn't send the gown.
No, and here you're saying that's an attorney.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, so it's not a matter that it's only stupid people.
No.
It's just nice. It's simple enough. And that's how it happens all the time.
And she took her time about it. It wasn't something that she had to make a decision about instantly. Like they often say, well, you have to make a decision right now. Otherwise, the deal is off.
Right. No, from those, it's the truth. Actually, staying within the same scamming type thing, I know you're an elder law attorney, so you do estate planning and you do trusts and everything else. And this is very broad. Where do you see seniors being taken advantage of in their planning that you have to step in and say, wait a minute, slow down, or you need an advocate for them?
Absolutely. You know, often it's the adult children. Sometimes well-meaning, sometimes not well-meaning, who often drag their parents into my office to do the estate planning. And when the directions are coming to me from the adult child, my red flag goes up, because this might not be something that the senior wants to do. Yes, I believe as an estate planning attorney, all of us should do a trust and protect our assets so that no liens can be placed on them for long-term care. But the most important point is that a senior shouldn't do something if they don't want to do it. I feel like my job is to educate people, and it's their job to say yes, Anne, or no, Anne, at which point the entire estate planning discussion stops. But if an adult child comes into the office and asks me, explain to my mother why it's a good idea to put the house in my name, well, they don't get the answer that they want from me, because I advise the senior that if they put the house into the child's name, only bad consequences can ensue. They will lose their star property tax exemptions. The children will be saddled with a carryover basis for capital gains. Mm-hmm. If the senior bought the house for $50,000 in 1978 and it's now worth $450,000, by giving it to the children, you're giving them a capital gains. If you have grandchildren who are going to be applying for college financial aid, then putting the house in their parents' names didn't do anyone any favors. So I think we have to be very careful with the estate planning as mm-hmm. well. That was a very good point, John.
No, well, you see it very often. And I see it where you'll have one adult child or two, whatever it is, ganging up on the parent, trying to get things squared away the way they want them. And that's a scam.
Sometimes, though, I mean, the children do push it, not necessarily to grab something, to hold on to something for the future, no question about
that. Oh, sure, absolutely.
But it is advantageous both to the senior and ultimately to the you know, the children.
Right, but it has to be done in the right way.
Of course,
okay?
of course.
So you can have a trust that is noxious in that the senior is basically giving up all of their rights as if it's an outright gift. So you want to make sure that if you're embarking upon this whole estate planning journey, that you maintain as much independence and as much control as possible. Mm. And with a trust, that means that you should be able to change who your beneficiaries are under that trust. You should be able to change who the named trustee is. You could have a falling out. You can have a child who predeceases you. And now do you want their will guiding where the bequest will go? No, that's probably going to be an in-law, and most of us don't want that. So we want to retain as much independence and control within these documents as possible.
Well, that's what you would direct them to do.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely
very valuable, right.
And just what's your phone number? I mean, I know you have phone numbers.
I do have a phone number, John.
Which one would you like given out? I should have said.
516-741-7870. And if I may give the website,
sure, absolutely.
I do try and update that with a lot of information. It's www.myelderlawattorney.com.
Okay, that's the website, and the number is 516-741-7870. Actually, I have another question for Anne, but we're going to go into a break. So what we're going to do is we'll hold on to that question. You've been listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. And we'll be right back.